The Caribou Heights Outdoor Sports Complex has been known by that name for over 30 years, but a new community partnership means that venue will now be known as the Kinsman Sports Complex. The Kinsman Moose Jaw Minor Football League approached City Hall in June about forming a partnership with the Kinsman Club to upgrade the Caribou Heights Outdoor Sports Grounds, built in the 1980s, including Elks Field and Eddie Moore Park, with modern infrastructure. The league explained that it wanted to revitalize Elks Field and create its own, little field of dreams, by giving the entire area a facelift and making it more appealing to the community. Our football field at Elks has been home to football and other sports long before 1988, and it has been played on by so many athletes over the years, and every kid remembers their first time playing under the Friday night lights, the league said in a report to City Hall. It's a very special place in this city and it creates the best atmosphere for games, and we want to improve that. During its August 14 regular meeting, City Council unanimously approved a sponsorship agreement between the City of Moose Jaw and Kinsman Club for the naming rights to Caribou Heights Outdoor Sports Complex. The agreement is for 25 years and commences September 1 and expires August 31, 2048. Total venue upgrades will cost $225,000, with $100,000 coming from the Kinsman Club, $30,000 from minor football and $95,000 from the city. City Hall will allocate $60,000 of the Kinsman Club's donation to this year's General Capital Reserve and $40,000 to next year's account. Furthermore, it will split minor football's donation in the 2023 and 2024 General Capital Reserves. The Parks and Recreation Department will also increase this year's General Parks upgrade capital budget by $75,000 using money from both parties. While the venue will have a new name, Elks Field will retain its moniker because the city signed an agreement with the Moose Jaw Elks in 1988 for $112,500. Eddie Moore Park will also remain because council approved its new name in January. The main sports complex upgrades include $65,000 for new LED lights at Elks Field, completion in 2024. $65,000 for new aluminum bleachers at Elks Field, completion in 2024. $75,000 for three new scoreboards, completion in 2024. $15,000 for building upgrades, completion in 2024. $3,000 for washroom upgrades, completion by this fall. $2,000 to remove old tower at Elks Field, completion by this fall. In the future, the league also wants to install overflow parking near the co-op and, eventually, construct a new building on the north side of the field that would house two locker rooms, a medical room, an officials' room and more. We really feel these partnerships are instrumental in providing opportunities for youths and go a long way to ensuring our facilities are renewed and provide opportunities now and into the future, Derek Blaise, Director of Parks and Rec, said during the council meeting. The department does not require any extra funding for this project and is absorbing the cost through its operating budget, which was at 40% of overall expenses by June, he continued. Parks and Rec is also setting aside money in its 2024 equipment reserve account for these park upgrades, while it annually receives $50,000 for its sports field renewal program. Therefore, Blaise believed there was enough in the reserve to complete this project. Don Lunning thanked the Kinsman Club for its donation, pointing out the group as a regular supporter of the community and residents should appreciate everything it does. Crystal Frost also commended the club for its generosity, saying its frequent contributions are mind-blowing. The next regular council meeting is Monday, August 28. In response to some providers blocking access to Canadian news on their platforms, our website, moosejawtoday.com, will continue to be your source for hyper-local Moose Jaw news. Bookmark moosejawtoday.com and sign up for our free online newsletter to read the latest local developments.